Hello, prospective viewers. In this video, I'll explain why Canada is superior to the United States. Now, Canada is a country I've never visited, but I have been to the United States several years ago. Well, how can you know about Canada if you haven't been there? There is a thing called the internet, and it is possible to get information about a country, even if you haven't been there. Canada is better than the US in many ways, but not better in every way. There are certain areas in which the USA is superior. So, by almost any metric, Canada is better. Looking at the GDP per capita, looking at income inequality. Now, I'm not against people being billionaires. That's not a problem. But what is a problem is people being in absolute poverty, not having a minimum wage. Oh, they don't work hard enough. That's the biggest lie. That the people who work the hardest often get paid the least. The job insecurity. The way in Canada they got publicly funded healthcare, which of course you don't have to use. You can use private healthcare. Private hospitals, private clinics exist as well. They've got a sensible evidence-based drug policy, the decriminalization of cannabis for recreational use. Admittedly, quite a few states in the United States have had that for coming up for 20 years, which is a sensible thing as well. You know, Canada experimented with the prohibition of alcohol in the early 20th century, and Canada abandoned it just as the United States adopted it in 1920. One of the reasons prohibition failed in the USA is smuggling Canada dry and Canadian whiskey and so forth. So I remember in the 90s, top of the Human Development Index, Canada topped that several years in a row. Now, it was always fairly near the top, it was always in the top 10, certainly. Superb education and universities not ruinously expensive, a slightly higher tertiary education participation rate. Sometimes I know that simply because it's easy if you dumb down, but the USA can be very, very dumbed down if you've got enough money. Just look at Donald Trump. Someone who is functionally illiterate has a degree from Wharton, one of the best business schools in the United States. It is staggering and nauseating what money can buy and so forth. So there are loads of ways in which it's better, you know, fairly low inflation, low employment, a growing economy, all the rest of it. And there's not this sort of frank racism or xenophobia in politics. And then ethnic minority people rising to very high offices in Canada more than they do in the USA. Admittedly, they had Barack Obama as president of the United States, and that's a very healthy thing. Or it might be a woman who becomes prime minister of Canada next time. Okay, they had Kim Campbell at about, was it 1993? Only for a month, but one woman led Canada. The United States never had that. I was thinking five women have stood for a major party in the United States to be either president or vice president. I'm counting Kamala Harris twice because she stood for the vice presidency and the presidency. But the five female candidates, only one was elected. So they have gun rights in Canada. They also have the right to life. Well, once you're outside the womb. So that's why I have sensible restrictions that, yes, you can have a firearm in Canada, but not if you're a criminally insane 11-year-old. And it can't be military grade weaponry. So they spend a sensible amount on their military. They're not really controlled by the military industrial complex. So loads of fantastic things about Canada. They recognize that climate change is real, is happening, is harmful to us, and we need to do something about it. Now, of course, there are many open-minded, intelligent and wise Americans who would agree with these policies. But Canada's not the best on everything. So look at the United States, that it has real free speech. Now, Justin Trudeau, I'm not from his side in politics, but you know he has abridged freedom of expression, and that is dreadful. His woke bigotry, criminalizing people for telling the truth. The United States has been bad on this issue as well, but like, say, way back in the time of the First World War, people, anti-war activism was criminalized, so much for the First Amendment. In the United States, at least some states believe in real child protection, and they're going to save kids from having their limbs ripped off or their heads ripped off or their spines broken. They're going to defend children and not have children poisoned or suffocated. They're not allow children to have deadly poisons injected into their hearts to cause cardiac arrest, which obviously every state and every country did that. But in Canada, I'm afraid it's most basically a free-for-all on the ultimate form of violence against children. But Canada, lots of good things about it. That's a very laudable, a great parliamentary democracy where more than two parties have a serious chance of getting people elected to their legislature. And they got bilingualism, and they have provinces' rights rather than states' rights. They use the metric system. But yeah, I mean, the USA, I realize for real scientific breakthroughs, the very best medical care, if you're a multimillionaire, the United States is the place to go and has the top universities in the world simply because it's just got so much money. This snowball effect, well, as these are the biggest ones, the best funded ones, young people all from all around the world are going to study there, donate there. There's certain things can only be done there. So many inventions coming from the United States. So I do value the freedom of expression that the United States has. I remember when that pastor in Florida was going to publicly burn the Quran. Now, that's a detestable thing to do. I would never, ever dishonor a tract that's sacred to other people, but some people want to do it. And in a free society, this must be allowed. And if you don't like it, tough, grow up. You burn the book that you want to burn. That's why I disagree with flag desecration laws. You may think that someone is a ninny and mortally offensive for doing so, but it shouldn't be criminalized. If you find it offensive, that's not an argument, okay? I get offended every single day by leftards, but I wouldn't want to criminalize them for what they're doing. So it's a very slippery slope, the closing of the Overton window, the ever narrowing field of permissible expressions, criminalizing people for speaking their mind. Okay, you see how the mind control comes in, soft totalitarianism, not execution, not torture, sometimes not even imprisonment, but deplatforming, canceling, sacking, stuff like that, being kicked out of your professional association, being disbarred. And that's what happens for contentious vocalizations of opinion, including in written format. So I could solve all America's problems with a two-word prescription: copy Canada. That's it, two words, copy Canada. You copy Canada almost everything, you'd be much better off. That's why they've got this healthy economic growth, don't have real poverty. Now, there are problems, as I say, with the Trudeau administration and perhaps going too far too fast with the switch to green energy, which has damaged the economy in some ways. Was the lockdown during coronavirus, was it too severe? Was it too far ranging? Methinks it was. So he doesn't value civil liberty, is a moralistic authoritarian. So too much wokery. Okay, that is bad news. But apart from that, it's wonderful. A drinking age of 18. I know the United States is 21. I don't dispute the United States' right to determine its own policy, but it mustn't call itself the land of the free when it's going to take away the right to do what you want with your own body about consuming spirituous liquor to people, adults. They said they define adulthood at 18. Why not 21? Why not 16? If you define adulthood at 21, you might have an argument, but you shouldn't take away the right to consume alcohol from any class of adults. And that includes younger adults. Mustn't discriminate on the basis of age. We wouldn't refuse women to drink on the basis of sex. So why should we refuse some adults to drink on the basis of age? Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodle pip and copy Canada.